We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top of Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah, one of the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that when you eat it at night, so Seder night, you say Hal, you sing Hal together with the Korban Pesach. Masha'inkin, you dal ear by night, when you eat the Korban Pesach, you do not sing Hal. But the Gemara said that, the Mishnah said, that B'shas Asiyah, you do say Hal by both of them. How do we know that by night you say Hal only the first night of Pesach and not Pesach Sheni? Om Rav Yechim Shem Shemayin Yoyit said that Om Akor, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashir Yilachem Kilel Haskad Hashchag, that it says when Lassu Lava Yubashas Tegu'ula, we are going to sing a shir just like the Lel Haskad Hashchag. What is that? The Laila Makudish Lechag, the night that's Makudish for Yontiv. What night is Makudish for Yontiv? It's the only time we say Hal at night. That is the night of Pesach. And it's a mi'at. It says, Laila Makudosh Chag. Only if it's a Makudosh Chag, if it's a Yontif, do you tell in Halal. Laila Shem Makudosh Chag, but a night that's not a Yontif, which is Pesach Sheni by night, it's not a Yontif, it's not a Makudosh Chag, ain't ta'an Halal. There's no Chiyav Halal. So this is a mi'at. It tells us that the only Chiyav Halal by night is only Pesach night, which is Leil Haskadosh Chag, which was Makudosh as a Yontif. Masha'inka Pesach Sheni was not Makudosh as a Yontif, there is no Halal. But Zevazeh Tun Halal Basiya. So on both of them, you have to say Halal Bashas Asiya. My timer, what's the reason? Because Laila Kamayit, Yom Laila Kamayit. We know we say Halal B'Shas Karm Pesach, and we don't have a Miyat. The whole Miyat only by Laila, that Laila has to be Makudosh L'Chag. But it doesn't say by the make a Sias Pesach Sheni Miyat, that Dafka Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Pesach Sheni will have Halal B'Shas Asiyasa. And the second teretz is a shmak of chesidish teretz. Why is ema? If she is shol sheichnas b'schayim and oitlam shluveim inim halal, is it possible you're doing a special mitzvah of a simcha like that? You don't say halal. How could it be? It can't be that you have a mitzvah that's a special mitzvah and you don't say halal. And therefore, it's poshut that you say halal. Rashi's noitlam shluveim is lav dafka, because it doesn't belong in the sugya. But we understand the same idea that the special thing you bring a lulav, you say halal. Same thing you bring the korban pesach, you say halal. It can't be not, and therefore. That's the pshat why we say halal even by Pesach Sheni. And the Mishnah goes further and says, Nechalim Slian to the Doichin Es HaShabbos. It's Doich HaShabbos, that means the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni lands up, if Pesach Sheni, Yontif Yudal Ir, which will be this year actually, land up on Shabbos. I'm not sure it lands up on the same day as Pesach, you have to figure out the calendar, probably not. But something lands up on Shabbos, doesn't land up on Shabbos, but probably lands up on Sunday, if it lands up on Shabbos, then it will be Doich HaShabbos. Smashma Shabbos in, it's Doich HaShabbos. Tumah loy, it's not Doich HaTumah. It's not Doich HaTumah.
Why would it be Doich
HaTumah? Because how do we know it's Doich HaShabbos? What? Isn't that? So it's Sunday? Yeah. So how do we know it's Doich HaPesach? How do you know Pesach Sheni is Doich HaShabbos? So Rashi says, because the Gemara before, if you remember the Gemara before, the Gemara had a pasuk, Ki karban Hashem lo hikriv moyadai, and some Tanoim was going on Pesach Sheni this pasuk. Ki karban Hashem, it says b'moyadai. Moyadai teaches us afilu b'Shabbos, afilu b'Tumah. So there will be a havmin here that Doich HaShabbos and Tumah, at least more than a havmin, or maybe even Askana. What? 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 A Pesach Sheni is called, it's Baba Knofia. If a Gans Klaishol would be Tommy, God wouldn't bring it. What?
That can't be. Because
I know, but the truth is that it's learned out, but Moyadoi is where it's learned out from. That's where it's learned out. We'll see, the Gemara doesn't say as far as Shabbai, but the Pesach itself is the Etzem of Karma Tzibur. The Tzibur brings it together, the Knofia, so it's called a Karma Tzibur. And Rashi is saying more. Knech learned that from Moyadai. It's learned that. That's you know, it's Doich HaShabbos. Only the Karmen Tzibur is Doich HaShabbos. Also, a Karmen Yoch is Doich HaShabbos.
And this time you can't get the Pesach Sheni.
Somebody asked me, how do you bring Pesach Sheni on Shabbos? How do you bring Pesach Sheni on Shabbos? But Moyadai. Okay, it's the same. That's the same car from a Tumah. That's the same car from a Tumah. Moyadai.
We never find a Tumah Doich for individuals.
Punkt. Good. Don't say Moyadai. But say Moyadai teaches us this halacha.
On Pesach Rishon.
Yeah.
You don't find a Doich for individuals.
It would be.
Not for
yes, it would be. No, let's say that's a Rebbe Tzibur's Tomei, and only a Yechid are bringing. No, this is Rebbe Tzibur's Tomei Zavim, they're not Deicha Tomei, and only a Yechid are bringing. Of course, it's Deicha Shabbos. Of course, it's Deicha Shabbos. It's even here. I'm saying that's Yikasha. Yikasha is it. Yeah, there was Shabbos in Tomei, there was this in the Loika Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that it is Deicha Tomei. The Tanakh went in a Braisa. Deicha is a Shabbos in Deicha Tomei. The Tanakh says, like our Mishnah, that's Deicha Shabbos, not Deicha Tomei. Rabbi Yudayim Af Doicha Es HaTomah. Huda says it's also Doicha HaTomah. Now, Tosis and Yuma speaks out. It's important Tosis and Yuma They speak like this, that if it would be Roiv Tzibur would be Tomei somehow by Pesach Sheni, so then Avada would be Doichel Kuli Yama. Well, handling it when it's only Yechidim, that's the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham. So Yehuda says, is Doicha? Chacham say not. My time, what's the Machlekes? My time, Tanakam, Pnei Tumba Dechiyasai, you push them off because Tumba, Yachsev, Yachsev, Tumba. The whole reason you push them off because he was Tumba. You're not going to do it again with Tumba now. The whole point was to push them off to do it with Tyra. Rav Yehuda, HaTorah Chazulah says Tyra. Torah tried to help you out and have you retire. Lo Yizocha, Yachsev, Tumba. But you're not going to push it off because of that. You still do it with Tumma. I'll pass it with my adai. Don't pass it with sushi, exactly. And therefore, that's the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham. Tanur Rabbanan. Pesach Rishon, Doiches HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni, Doiches HaShabbos. This Bryce says the similarities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And says, Pesach Rishon, Doiches HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni, Doiches HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon, Doiches Tumma. Pesach Sheni, Doiches Tumma. Pesach Rishon, Ton Lina. Pesach Rishon means Lina. Lina means that the day after being a carbon, you have to sleep that night over in Yerushalayim. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. But the next day, you can leave already. Rashi speaks out, on Pesach, even if you leave, you're not leaving back home to wherever you live because two problems. First of all, that next day is Yom Tov, and you can't go out of your tchum. And number two is you have to stick around to bring your Eilas Ria. But Lina, but it just means you can leave out of the Chutz L'Chaimah if you go. You can't go out of your tchum, but you go Chutz L'Chaimah at least a little bit. Or if you have a tent, you pitch your tent out of the Chaimah, that's fine. But that night you have to be in Yerushalayim as Lina. So Pesach Rishon Tal Lina, Pesach Sheni Tal Lina. So the Gemara explains. So we know Doicha Shabbos is a Kuliyama, it's fine. Doicha is a Tumah, who's that? Kaman Rav Yehuda. So where's the problem? It's Rav Yehuda Tal Lina. If Rav Yehuda didn't need Lina by Pesach Sheni, by the time you learned in the Braisa, Rav Yehuda Eimer, when Nayin Le Pesach Sheni, that you don't need the Shein Tal Lina. Shneema, it says in the pasuk, Ufanisa ba'beik v'lach do lahecha. And the next pasuk says, there's a hekesh, this is pasuk, in the same ear, it's actually the pasuk before, it says, Sheishu yom teichel matzis, uv'yem ha'shviya teres Hashem lekecha. And we dash upon that ha'nechel ha'shisha ton lino. If it's something that you eat the matzis for 6 days, then you need lino. The reason why it says 6 days is drosha, and the Gemara teach us that only the first night is a chiyuv, the other night is just a reshus. Back upon him, the diak is there has to be 6 days of eating matzahs, ton lino. Sheinach al shisha, in ton lino. And you know, Pesach Sheini is only one night. So his drosha is, does not need lino. So how can you say this Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda because Leichas Atoma? He wouldn't hold any lino. He holds you don't need lino. And the Gemara, Tretanoi li Rabbi Yehuda. Avada Rabbi Yehuda holds Deches Atoma. But there's a different Tana holds B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda that you don't need, they do need Lina, even though Rabbi Yehuda himself says you don't need Lina. Look at the new Mishnah. We're going to talk about Tuma a little bit, Tuma Hutu Ratziba a little bit. Look at the Mishnah. A Pesach Shabbat B'Tuma. If you have a Pesach that was Hutu B'Tuma, and therefore is being brought by Tumayim. Now, halacha is, only Tumayim Mesim have a din, or Tumayim Sheretz, have a din of Tumah Hutter Retziver. But there's no din Tumah Hutter Retziver on any Tumah HaYotzeh Megufay, which is Zavim, Zavas, Nidas, Yeldas. All those type of people don't have the head of Tumah Hutter Retziver. And therefore, even though Tumah Hutter Retziver says that Tumayim can eat the Karban Pesach, but Dafka Tumayim Nefesh, a Zav cannot eat the Karban Pesach because there's no Tumah Hutter Retziver on that. But the Mishnah is Mechash Tos HaHalacha, that even though when you eat, someone eats a carbon while he's Tameh, he's Chayav Karis. If it's a Tumah Hutter Retziver, even though he doesn't have a Din Tumah Hutter Retziver, he's not Chayav Karis. The Gemara will explain the drasha for that. HaPesach Shabbat B'Tumah Lo Yechlu Benu Zavayz and Yidlaz, they can't eat from the Karim Pesach because there's no Hutter Retziver on those Shar Tumayim. Vim Aklu, but if they eat, Peturim Mekaris, they're not Chayav Karis. Rav Eliezer Paita Afa Bias Mikdash, not only are they Potter Mekaris, but on Bias Mikdash also will be Potter. Just like a Tommy Mace could go into the Bias Mikdash right now to do the Karim Pesach, because it's part of Tumah Hutter Retziver. So it's also Potter, Azav and Azav is only Potter on Bias Mikdash. And all these things come from Drashas in the Gemara. Zav the Gemara, Tara Balunta Raisa. Zavim Vizavais, Nidois Viledes, Sha'achlu Pesach Shabbat Tumah. Zavim Zavais, who are Tumah Hayaitu and Megufai, Tumah that comes out of their guf, they cannot eat the Karim Pesach. What happened? They're Tumah, and they're not part of Tumah to receive. But what happens if they ate it? They eat the Pesach Shabbat B'Tumah. If they eat a regular Pesach of a regular year, it's not Shabbat B'Tumah, of course the Chayav Karis. Here was a Pesach Shabbat B'Tumah. Yochel Yochayav, maybe it should be Chayav Karis. Tamalayimah, the Pasuk says, Kol tar yechal basar. And the next pasuk says like this: Vanefesh shatechal basar mizevach shlamim mashal Hashem. If a nefesh eats basar shlamim that mashal Hashem and tamasi lavan is tamay, even nichrusa. And there's a hekesh over here. It says kol tar yechal basar. Then it says it's in the karis. Nechal l'tahirim if tahirim are eating this carbon chayav malav shum tamay. Then yechayiv karis. For being tamei, which ain't nechal l'tayrim, but if it's a type of carbon that's not eating l'tayrim, ain't tameim chayim alav shum tamei. Tameim and not chayiv, which occurs for being tamei on those type of kabanas that are brought by tumah. So it's a mit that the whole chayiv occurs only if it's a carbon above a tayrim. That's the Tanakama's drasha to explain the din. There's no chayiv occurs by eating it. Now Rabbi Eliezer will explain his drasha of bias mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Tanakama. He's moisiv. He says even bias mikdash is part on. How do you know that? And Zavais and Mitzrayim, all these things into the Beis Hamikdash. Nichus laAzara, but Pesach above Toma. Yochi, Yochi, Yavim. Maybe Shvichayv Karis. Tamloim. The pasuk says, "Vishalchu mina machne." You have to send out a machne called Tzurua, and he Mitzrayim, v'chol Zav, v'chol Tomi leNefesh. That's all part of the pasuk. So we make a hekesh because Manchet Tmei Meisim Mishtalchem. When Tmei Meisim have to go out, Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchem. They have to go out also. Ain't Tmei Meisim Mishtalchem, ain't Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchem. If Tmei Meisim don't have to go out, for example, Tumah D'Ritzibur, there's no Chiyav Karis on the Zav Mitzavis to go out. About the Chachilu, they can't go be in the Beis Mikdash, but if they push themselves in, they're not Chiyav Karis because they're Hukash to Tomei Nefesh. Now Rashi speaks out that the Rabbanon learned this pasuk is teaching us that there are three machnas for the Tzeruah, Zav, and Tomei Nefesh, and therefore you can't learn out this drasha from this pasuk. Boy Rav Yisrael, have a shayla. The loch is Tmei Meisim not going to the Azar for Karm Pesach. What happens if the Tmei Meisim going to the Heichel on by Pesach above a Tumah? The Heichel, no reason to be in the Heichel. They don't have to be in the Heichel, so there's no Tumah to receive there. So what's the loch? Are you chayiv or not? Karas or not? By Rav Yisrael, dochu Tmei Meisim nichsul Heichel Pesach above a Tumah. There's any way allowed to go into the Heichel for no reason anyway. Val Yove b'chalei salakaydish, but that's only allowed. Shayiv chayiv karas al Tumah if you push yourself into the Heichel. Not chayav karis if he's tahar. It's only a lav. Al yovim cholayis. So that's a zaraya that you don't have to go into the heichel for the karm pesach because there's no reason to go in. Shail is now that the hutumah d'ritzibur. There's no reason to go in. So is it chayav karis or not? So dochut v'meisim nichsul heichel pesach abav tomah. Mid ishri tumas hazara ishri now tumas heichel. Maybe once tumas hazara became mutter, so tumas heichel also became mutter gabi chayav karis. I don't know my history. What was mutter was mutter. My lawyer's history. What was not needed was never mutter. Omar Rava.
We see from
Zom and Zom, they were in history. So do you have a special hekesh? You have a special hekesh. The Tomei to Mitzara, Echanam, you have a special hekesh. So what's the Lach of a Hechel? We don't have a ride that. So there's going to be two versions of Rava. The first version of Rava is Chumra, the second one is Kula. Omar Rava, Omar Kra. It says in the pasuk, Shalcho Min HaMachna. It's a lashon min ha-machna, it's a lashon like part of the machna. And with darshan, there are some times when you only have to leave part of the machna. When is that? Tumah, hutter, v'tzibur, you have to leave the heichel. V'shachar ha-machna, I feel a mixus machna. At certain times, you only have to leave the mixus machna, which is the heichel. When is that? By tumah, hutter, v'tzibur. So the first Rava saying is that there's chayav karas. Ikadamri, Amar Rava, no. Cool the drasha. Amar Kra, there's two psukim in one after another. Shalachum and Machna, and Mechutz and Machna to Shalachum. The Shalachum sounds like you have to go out of the whole Machna, and Min Machna is part of the Machna. And we dash like this. Kol Hecha de Karinim Bey, Mechutz and Machna Shalachum, anytime there's a chiyuv to go out of the entire Machna, then Karinim Bey, Shalachum and Machna, then you have to go part of the Machna. But if you don't have to go out of the entire Machna, which is exactly, this is Tumot the Retziver, then you don't have to go Min Machna, you don't have to go out of the Hechel. That's the way we have the girsa in our Gemara. This is another girsa. Rashi means another girsa with the drasha is fakert that kol hecha dekirim bei shalchum and amachne kirim mechutz amachne shalchum because the pasuk shalchum is going on the hechel. But we're just bringing our Gemara. We're not going to get confused with this other girsa in Rashi. But the girsa in Rashi is like this: kol hecha dekirim bei mechutz amachne shalchum. When you have to go out completely, then we say you have to go out even partly.